This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات حياكم الله وآواكم وبياكم وطبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا وأسأل الله تعالى الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله قد مر قرابة الشهرين على الملحمة الغزاوية 59 يوما بالتمام والكمال كل ثانية مرت علينا كالدقيقة وكل دقيقة كساعة وكل ساعة منها كأيام ولكن رغم ذلك صمد المرابطون صمد المرابطون المجاهدون وثبتوا على الحق ولقنون دروسا في الثبات لقنون دروسا في الثبات والجهاد من وراء هذا الثبات قرآنا يتلى آناء الليل وقال الذين كفروا لولا نزل عليه القرآن جملة واحدة كذلك ليثبت الله به فؤادك كذلك ليثبت الله به فؤادك ثبتهم الله سبحانه وتعالى رغم ظلم الظالمين وجبروت الجبابرة وراء هذا الثبات دعاء وسهام الليل كأنهم يقولون ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وراء هذا الثبات ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا لقيتم فئة فاثبتوا واذكروا الله لعلكم تفلحون هذه دروس من أرض الرباط أرض غزة المباركة Brothers and sisters 59 days today 59 days has gone, has passed since October 7th of the genocide that happened in Gaza. Every second felt like a minute, and every minute felt like an hour, and every hour felt like days. And the whole world was watching, and still powerless. Yet, despite that genocide, we see lessons from the land of Al-Ribat, from the land of Gaza, the land of the brave, the land of the courageous, the land of the men who have been teaching us lessons in al-thabat, in steadfastness, and how to be firm and steadfast in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And behind this thabat, behind this steadfastness, are ayat. Because we saw ayat after ayat after ayat from these heroes. Behind this thabat, behind this steadfastness, we see the ayat in Quran. Quran that was recited and is being recited in the midst of the night. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً كَذَلِكَ لِيُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. As the non-believers, they said, why this Quran was not revealed in one shot? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, so to make your heart stand firm, as Allah is making their heart stand firm. Behind this thabat, behind this steadfastness, is dua that these heroes were making in the midst of the night. Arrows being sent in the midst of the night. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as these people are saying, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِقْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Oh Allah, bless us with patience, with perseverance. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا. Make our feet stand firm in your deen, as they are today, my brothers and sisters, in Gaza. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And make us victorious upon the wrongdoers. Behind this thabat, behind this steadfastness, is they're making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite all that is happening, their tongues still moistened with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anfal, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إذا لقيتم فئة فاثبتوا واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. Oh, you who believe, if you were to meet a fi'a, ظالمة, a group of wrongdoers, فاثبتوا, stand fast, واذكروا الله كثيرا, واذكروا الله كثيرا, and make a mention of your Lord, of ذكر of Allah عز وجل كثيرا, so that you may be victorious. Lessons after lessons after lessons. Behind, listen well, listen well, behind this steadfastness is ma'iyyatullah. Is ma'iyyatullah. What is ma'iyyatullah? The togetherness of Allah, the help of Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ يُوحِي رَبُّكَ إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ فَثَبِّتُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَأُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْب. إِذْ يُوحِي رَبُّكَ إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Allah Azza wa Jal inspired the angels, revealed to the angels, إِذْ يُوحِي رَبُّكَ إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ, I am with you, فَثَبِّتُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Steadfastness, put steadfastness into the hearts of the believers. سَأُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا رُعْب. I will put in the hearts of those cowards رُعْب, fear, despite their technology. Despite all the technology and the science, they couldn't see a little kid putting a small capsule in this huge, call it whatever. I'm not gonna put any names because we're all being watched and whatever we say. Let's call it a capsule. They could not see another kid running to throw a banana, to throw a banana into this huge dots. For you to throw a banana, you need to stand, you need to focus to hit the target. Yet this little kid is running with his banana and he threw it, and lo and behold, it hit the target. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. You did not throw when you threw, but it is Allah who threw. Despite their technology, victories and ayat after ayat, ayat and after ayat, we learn as these people, these heroes were teaching us, the sanctuary of the blood, the sanctuary of the blood, ta'zeem Allah wa ta'zeem al-dam. Na'am, despite all that is going on, these people here, my brothers and sisters, they sanctify something called the blood. These heroes, they did not kill no babies. Steadfastness. Have you seen that miskina woman? That poor woman? Have you seen that man? Have you seen that man who made sujood shukr to Allah when his kids were being killed? Have you seen that woman who was happy when her son was killed? Have you seen that man? I'm sure you've seen this. That man just recently, a couple days ago, where he's holding his baby being killed and hugging him or her and kissing him and crying. Haven't you seen these people showing us what really steadfastness means? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is amazing. This is amazing. People who, despite all that, they did not kill no babies. They did not kill no kids. They did not bomb no synagogues. Huh? They did not bomb no hospitals. They know and they understand the meaning of how, of the sanctuary of the blood. They remember the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ when Usama in the battlefield, he had all the rights. And before he about to kill this non-believer in the battlefield, he's a soldier. The soldier said, La ilaha illallah. Yet Usama killed him. The Prophet came to know. And he told him, Ya Usama, أَقَتَلْتَهُ بَعْدَ أَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Did you kill him after he said, La ilaha illallah? Usama said, Ya Rasulallah, قَالَهَا ابْتِقَاءً. Ya Rasulallah, he said it because he was scared. He didn't mean it. And then the Prophet says, Did you see what he has in his heart? How can you kill him after he said, La ilaha illallah? And he kept on saying, how did you kill him after he said that? Usama said, I wish I had not become a Muslim until that day. The people who understood the sanctuary of the blood, how can the others understand the sanctuary of the blood? Well, as their history is filled with blood. The people who said, Al-Uzayr ibn Allah. Al-Uzayr is the son of Allah. The people who said, Inna Allah faqir wa nahnu aghniya. The people who said, Allah is poor and we are free of wants. How can they think they have something called the sanctuary of the blood? They have no respect for the blood and for nothing. For them, everybody is the same. Through a bomb, whether it's in a hospital, we don't care. They're all animals anyways. Now in their teachings, the Muslims, they're all animals. They killed more than 200,000 Christians in Rome in 214. They killed so many Christians in Cyprus. Their history is filled with blood. And prophets after prophets, how many did they kill? How many prophets Allah has sent to them? Yet some they chopped off in half, some they cut off their heads, some they killed. There's one rock, and those of you who may be from Sham or Palestine, you may have heard this. There is a rock in the land of Sham. Yani when I say Sham, yani Palestine. And in that rock, more than 70 prophets have been killed by those people. History says, but we have these leaders, subhanAllah, despite all this, these heroes, and I call them heroes now. I call them heroes. I call them the brave. This is the Prophet Muhammad, and I bear witness, and Allah is my witness. Wallahi, they're better than me, and they're better than all of us. When Sahabi came to the Prophet ﷺ and he says, Ya Rasulullah, man ashaddu an-nasi bala'an. Listen. He came and he says, Ya Rasulullah, man ashaddu an-nasi bala'an.
O Rasulullah, who are the people who will go through the, who will have the most severe trials? The people who will go through the most severe tests, who are they? The Prophet says, the prophets. The people who will have the most severe tests, trials, hardships, are the prophets. ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلَ فَالْأَمْثَلَ. And those who will come after. Those who are like the Prophet. Those who will come after. الْأَمْثَلَ فَالْأَمْثَلَ. And then the Prophet says, عليه الصلاة والسلام, فَمَنْ كَانَ فِي دِينِهِ صُلْبًا اِشْتَدَّ بَلَاؤُهُ. اِشْتَدَّ بَلَاؤُهُ. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِيهِ رِقَّةُ اُبْتُلِيَ عَلَى حَسَبِ دِينِهِ. والله نشهد أن هؤلاء الأبطال أشداء. The Prophet said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, with regard to those who will have the most severe trials, he said the prophets, and then those who come, you know, after them. And then he says, the Prophet says, and the stronger the man is in his deen, the stronger the test. Remember this. The stronger you are in your deen, the more firm you are in your deen, the stronger is the test. And the weaker you are in the deen, the weaker is the test. The Prophet says in the hadith, and the man, he will continue to be trialed and tested until he walks on earth sinless, with no sins. He will be tested, one test after another, one test after another, one ibtila after another ibtila, until he walks with no sins. Ya Rabbi, we bear witness that those people, they worth this hadith. Really, this hadith befits them. As we bear witness that they are firm in their deen, that they are firm in their religion, that their iman supersedes all our iman here. We bear witness, Ya Rabbil Alameen, despite all that is happening, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we only ask and we have no one to ask other than you. Ya Rabbi, despite all that, because your Prophet and our Prophet, your Prophet, the Prophet Muhammad used to say, Ummati, 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 Ya Rabbi, this is your Ummah. Ya Rabbi, these people are from your Ummah. Ya Rabbi, give them victory. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم.